Why would you describe the music if you liked it? You might say the music was just
wonderful, marvelous. I don't know what.
Begins with a B.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. What about the enemy and the opposite of God? That's the
devil. Satan.
Do you ever, like, sometimes children are reprimanded by the parents. They'll say, if you don't straighten up the old, he's going to get you.
Devil. My mother used to call us imps of Satan.
You ever heard of Boogerman?
Yes.
Now, is that supposed to be the devil or something different?
I don't know that I thought it was the devil, the Boogerman. It was something scary that would get me, but I don't know that I thought of it as the devil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call these things that people may think they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
Sure. And if they get in the house, they say the house is
haunted. I don't believe that my children are familiar with the word boogerman like I was.
Fair enough. You just don't use it.
I don't use it, and I don't believe they've learned it anywhere else. Mm-hmm.
All right, talking about the quantity of land man owns several thousand acres, talking about the quantity, you'd say, so-and-so sure owns
a lot of land. Yeah. I use that too much. I use a lot to describe a lot of things.
Right. Right. Any other way of saying that?
He's a large landowner.
Okay.
I don't know.
Would you ever use, or have you ever heard somebody say something like, so-and-so sure owns a right smart of land?
No, I've heard it, but I
wouldn't use it.
No.
Okay.
I come near saying quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say this expression, if you go outside during the wintertime, you might say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
really cold.
Okay. All right. If you really get angry at somebody, someone did something that really upset you, what would be about the strongest thing you would say in the way of swear words? Or do you swear?
Yeah, I say damn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like that old something or another, or any way you might use that word.
I just say damn.
Or just damn as an explanation.
Yes.
Okay, fine. All right. Say, okay. Say if something not very complimentary has been said about you and you hear about it, you might say, why of him saying that?
The
idea? Mm-hmm. That's right. Say if you're in downtown walking around, you meet a friend of yours, what might you say to them in the way of greeting them, just asking about their health?
I'd say, hello, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything to someone you didn't know just to be saying something, greeting them?
I still might say hello,
mm-hmm.
the same greeting.
Mm-hmm. How do you do?
But I just, go on.
Keep going. Okay. Let's say if some people have been visiting and you wanted to let them know that you enjoyed their visit, you might say, I hope you'll come.
Back? I'd say come back instead of come again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Any other way?
Christmas gift.
Yeah. Now, how is that used?
I don't know, and I don't know why. I don't know.
You're not actually expecting a gift when you say that, though.
No.
Okay. The way I learned it, my grandmother, it was kind of a game. You were supposed to say it to the other person when you first saw them in the morning before they could say it to you.
Uh-huh.
You do it kind of like that, or is it
just a greeting? Yes, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. What about around January the 1st, you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if somebody's done you a favor, you might express appreciation by saying, I sure am much